Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another in the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. A warm night tonight, but hopefully we'll have a great concert tonight. And our concert tonight, by the way, is underwritten by Mark and Monica Wagenbach. We have to mention that, and we remind you that if you go to muniband.org, you're going to find out all the information about what being an underwriter is or how you can contribute to the Burlington Municipal Band Foundation. Our concerts tonight, of course, are broadcast on KBUR at 9 o'clock by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa's service home center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, but also the home of Beckman TV and Appliance. And ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to our guest conductor for the evening. He is the longtime director of West Burlington Junior Senior High School. He is Mark Eveleth. Give him a warm welcome. And the Burlington Municipal Band.
Good evening, and thank you very much. Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure being introduced by you. My concert this year is made up of selections that I've chosen either because I have not conducted them with this band, or I like the selection so much that I have done it at least once, if not more, with this band. I can do this thanks to Dave Scott. I'm sure you all enjoy watching Dave before every performance, setting up the sound system, then checking to make sure everything is working perfectly. And then the band will be heard all the way back by the fountain. So that's important for us, and we appreciate that. But what you may not know is that Dave also records every concert for the purpose of rebroadcasting on KBOR at 9 o'clock every night after our regular concerts, Sunday nights. He also is kind enough to burn a CD for us with the concert music as a keepsake. So I started looking at all my concert recordings starting in 2001 and then programmed my concert from that. So the first selection you heard, Burst of Brass, we did in 2002, and then we did it again in 2012. So I hope you aren't getting too tired of it, having to listen to it one more time in 2016. So we hope you enjoyed the Burst of Brass. Now our next selection is an overture. This one was written by James Swearingen. So an overture is a form of music where you hear a fast section kind of music followed by a slower section. It kind of speeds back up, gets expressive. So this particular overture is going to start with a slower section and kind of reverse that. But this one is entitled Invicta. And Invicta means undefeated or unconquered. So this will be our first time performing this selection, which means the selection's unconquered by the band at this point. But I'm confident that the band will not be defeated by Invicta.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to conduct a band like that. Even when I make a mistake in my conducting, they just keep on going like nothing ever happened. Pretty impressive, and I'll let you guess where that happened. Our next selection is a march, because you have to have a march. Nothing says summer to me like listening to the Burlington Municipal Band. We begin our summer concert series, and when I think of concerts in park and hearing fine bands play a march, icing is on the cake when you hear the march. That's just the way to put it. Our next selection for you this evening is a march written by one of our own, Carl King. Mr. King lived the boyhood dream that most men only experienced in fantasy. He literally did run away to join the circus. There he became a virtuoso baritone player and had his first compositions published at the age of 17. He went on to become a famous circus bandmaster and later conductor for many years of the renowned Fort Dodge, Iowa Municipal Band. Tonight we'll be performing his Broadway One Step.
Thank you.
Thank you again. As we go through our concerts, I always see a lot of people out there with some cameras, and there's flashing pictures, and that's kind of nice to see. Kind of makes me think we have a really good website that you can go to and catch the concerts, kind of maybe hear some song excerpts. You can also see pictures of the previous concerts and maybe some ideas on some of our upcoming concerts. So if you ever get a chance to check out our website, muniband.org. I looked at it today and it had a homestead after it, but I think it's muniband.org. So we also have a Twitter account, but I don't know what that is either. Jennifer, do you?
We're just at Muniband,
so we are also on Facebook as well. So we're all over the place on the web, so please check us out. We have a lot of people in the back of the scenes that are putting programs together for us and doing some great things. We also have those who are sponsoring us, and we really want to thank the sponsors for this evening's concert, those who are underwriting, and all the other sponsors that are listed in the program. Our next selection is going to be a little bit different than what we've been listening to so far. It takes us through a variety of thematic variations on a very basic melody. So the introduction is the basic theme that will come from the solo instruments in the woodwind and brass families. Then this melody, which has three distinct parts, will continue to develop as the instruments are added. Once the entire melody has been introduced, then the fun begins. So we hope you enjoy the thematic variations on Dona Nobis Pacem.
Thank you.
About another round of applause for those percussionists back there. I stood on the stage for a little while when I got here, and then I stood back in the audience, and I thought, wow, it's really nice and comfortable in the grass. It was really toasty up here, but it feels really good up here now, so I hope it's nice and comfortable for you out there as well.
Good.
Well, just 3 weeks ago, Jim Preeb led the Municipal Band and Bel Canto Chorale in a wonderful fundraiser at the Capitol Theater. How many got to go see that? All right. We had a great turnout, I thought. We were treated to some fantastic music. And one of the pieces that the band did that afternoon, I guess it was a 3 o'clock concert, so it was afternoon, the band performed a medley of Frank Sinatra songs, and it was called As Recorded by Sinatra. Well, as most everybody here knows, that Frank Sinatra recorded a ton of music in his career. And so tonight we're going to perform four more selections, I guess, of his. We're going to hear I've Got You Under My Skin, Strangers in the Night, That's Life, and The Lady is a Tramp. So tonight's medley is entitled A Salute to Old Blue Eyes. We hope you enjoy it. All right, well, now it's time for another march. This one kind of holds a special place in my heart. Actually, most of these that are the John Philip Sousa style marches, because I had a friend in college that his name is Laura Schissel, and he has been helping arrange new arrangements of the John Philip Sousa's music along with Keith Brion. When I was in college, he was a roommate of mine, and as he came in as a freshman in college, this gentleman knew more about John Philip Sousa, about his performers, about his family, about everything you can imagine. You could sit and sing a song, any one of his marches, Philip Sousa marches, operettas, anything, and he could tell you what it is within the first couple pitches that he heard. It was pretty phenomenal for someone so young. He later went on to actually work in the Library of Congress and is still being very successful in conducting and obviously rearranging the notes that we get to hear and we get to play. His secret was that he went back and he just looked at everything that Sousa wrote originally, found the notes that he had written for his band, because the notes that we see in a published account may have trumpets coming in at a certain section where in his notes he'll say, no, the trumpets aren't going to play here, or the clarinet section's going to go up an octave, or something like that that was never brought into the arrangements that were brought out to the public. So it's kind of like the secret recipe was revealed when Mr. Schissel and Brion started working with his music. The selection we're going to play for you is comes from one of his greatest and most often played marches, and I didn't realize this as I was looking through the history on it. But this one was dedicated to the Manhattan Beach Resort and their manager, Austin Corbin. And it says, throughout Sousa's band's 40-year history, he was on the road and playing for 40 years. He was one of the five most often played encores, ranking it just below the Washington Post. This one is entitled The Manhattan Beach, and it's kind of a storytelling poem. As you listen to it, you'll notice that we are playing quieter than most times in a march. And when we get to the end of the march, the band will be very quiet. And as we go through this section, we'll begin to get louder and louder and louder till finally we're at our loudest point. And then all of a sudden we'll kind of quiet back down again. And that's depicting the fact that these bands were set up. His band was set up on the beach and the people were walking by. So you can imagine someone coming from down the block, walking past, hearing the band, stopping for a little while, and then continuing on their way as the band finished. So that's kind of the effects that Sousa was going for in this one. So we hope you enjoy the Manhattan Beach March. Thank you. Well done, band. That was really awesome. Good response. And I hope you noticed. I mean, it really did sound that way up there, even though I was standing right in front of them. This next selection, and a lot of the selections I choose, you know, I said that I haven't done before. Well, some of them I've done before, but just not with this particular ensemble. This next selection I actually did with my own high school ensemble this last spring concert. We were at a Super Conference Honor Band Festival earlier on in March, and the keeper of all the music for the past ensembles for 20 years had laid out all the music because we have an opportunity to purchase it if we need to. So this is one of the selections that I thought sounded pretty interesting. It's an American folk dance and was heard by Captain Charles H. Robinson when played by a fiddler while at a country dance in Brantford, Illinois, back in 1857. Then it was later set for piano by Percy Grainger, and that happened in 1919, so quite a while later. And it was at this time that he dedicated it to Edgar Lee Masters, poet pioneer. So we're going to hear an old fiddle soon tune played by the band, and this is Robert Sheldon's arrangement of Spoon River. Thank you. Just one more time to remind everybody to kind of take a look at these programs. They're wonderful programs, and it's nice to have them. I really want to say special thank you for the concert being underwritten by Mark and Monica Wagenbach. So thank you to them. And if you'd please look under the Friends of the Burlington Municipal Band section in the program, you can see all the people that are strongly supporting us. And we deeply appreciate the support, because seriously, without the support of the people out there sending us some donations, and also for you coming out and enjoying our concerts in the park, we would no longer be here. So we really appreciate it. How about a nice round of applause for all those sponsors? Our next selection was also written by James Swearingen, like Invicta was earlier in the evening. This one was dedicated in the memory of a man named Eric Green. Mr. Swearingen had commented on him. He says, "I've often thought that the world would be a far better place if simple acts of kindness were the norm instead of just an occasional happenstance." He said, "While I had not had the opportunity to meet Eric Green, I was quickly informed that his engaging personality was a quality that he shared, not only with his friends, but with the first-time acquaintances as well." So he went on to say that it was his sincere hope that this piece will reflect his gift of kindness, and those lives he touched will have many wonderful and lasting memories to share. So this is James Swearingen, A Kind and Gentle Soul.
Thank you.
All right, now we're going to shake things back up just a little bit. That is a really neat piece. That's the first time I got that at that same ensemble, and that's one of the pieces my band played for large group contests. I just love it. I thought it just is a beautiful piece. Our next selection, another march. You know, it's time for a march. We've only heard two tonight, so we need one more at least. Now, my favorite part about listening to bands is the marches. So they're peppy, they're fun, and they're kind of short, so you don't have to wait too long before you can clap one more time. So tonight, you've heard one by Carl King, and then you heard another one written by John Philip Sousa. These are both American composers. Our next march, and of course, they were both written in the American style of marches. This next march that we're going to hear, written by Kenneth Whitcomb, is written in the British style of march. So it's a little bit slower, but it's very colorful, very descriptive. You can almost see the pomp and splendor of the changing of the guard when listening to the Shepherdshire's Regiment. Thank you. All right, our next selection is entitled Rhythms and Riffs. And as the title implies, it's a work that explores musical pulse, grooves, and various short motifs that reoccur throughout the work. From the very first measure, the work sets kind of a groove, and then the various instruments are layered atop each other until the entire ensemble is essentially functioning as a drum set. So this is Brian Balmige's Rhythms and Riffs. Well, I've just had a wonderful time this evening performing with the group up here. They just did an outstanding job. How about another round of applause for all the band members? It's amazing what they can do in a short rehearsal last Monday and then bring it to this concert venue on a Sunday night. Once again, thanks to the sponsors, to the underwriters, and Before we do our next selection, our final selection, I'd just like to remind you to come back out again next week, where you're going to get to hear Arnie Anderson from New London Schools work with the group. So I hope you enjoyed yourself tonight and have a safe travels home. Well, now we're going to play for you the Stars and Stripes Forever.